At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you're a DIYer, you've probably used a lot of different chemicals over the years, you know, from paint to polish for a ton of your projects. But we'll bet that you don't know that a certain class of paint strippers has been deemed so dangerous that DIYers have actually died from using them.
Well, thanks to a major grassroots campaign effort by the group Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, these toxic paint strippers might soon be banned from the shelves of your local stores. With us to talk about that is Mike Shade, the campaign director. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
You know, when I first heard about this from you guys, I was shocked because I had no idea that there were paint strippers out there that were so dangerous. I always knew that they stunk to high heaven and you had to use a lot of ventilation. But when I read that there were folks actually dying from this, I was absolutely shocked. Is that a common reaction for this problem? Are people just totally unaware of it, even experts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, most consumers, when they go shopping at the local hardware store, at the Home Depot, you know, none of us ever think that a product that we might buy for our family or for our home could actually be deadly. But sadly, many popular paint removal or paint stripper products contain two highly toxic chemicals called methylene chloride and NMP. These pose serious risks to consumers, especially DIY consumers. They can even be deadly. The good news is that big retailers are pulling them off of store shelves. But in the meantime, consumers should take steps to safeguard their health and avoid paint removal products that contain the chemicals methylene chloride and NMP.
Tell us some of the stories that you've heard from consumers that have been injured or died from products.
Yeah, so methylene chloride is the one that we're especially concerned about. It's been linked to more than 60 deaths nationwide since the 1980s, and sadly, it can even kill a user within minutes of using the product. So, for example, last year, there was a young man down south who was refinishing the floor of his business. He had started a coffee business, and he had bought a paint removal product from a local Lowe's hardware store. And sadly, he never came home from work. His roommate got concerned and went to their joint office, and sadly, they had found him lying there, and he had literally died from using this paint removal product with methylene chloride. And again, this is not an isolated incident. There's been dozens of consumers or workers that have been killed from using methylene chloride-based paint strippers. And it's not just the immediate or short-term risk we're concerned about. Methylene chloride has also been linked to cancer. Another chemical that is often also used in these paint removal products is called NMP, which can impact fetal development and can even cause miscarriage and stillbirth. And according to the feds, more than 60,000 workers and over 2 million consumers are exposed to these chemicals every year.
Mike, this is amazing. Is it simply as a result of the toxicity of the chemical, or are people not using it in well-ventilated areas? I mean, what's causing it? Like, if you take every precaution, would you be okay?
Sadly not. I mean, I think most people assume that, you know, all you need to do is buy a mask at the hardware store or open the windows. I remember I myself, you know, probably 15 years ago when I first worked with a paint stripper product, I opened the windows in my home, and I remember even despite doing that, I had a headache for days, which is actually a sign of possible brain harm. Unfortunately, according to the EPA, most hardware stores don't sell the proper safety equipment to protect yourself from methylene chloride. Really, to protect yourself, you would actually need to wear a full body suit with a face mask attached to a gas mask. And really, that's not practical or cost effective for most weekend warriors and DIY consumers.
We're talking to Mike Shade. He is the campaign director for Mind the Store. It's a campaign by Safer Chemicals and Healthy Families to help to ban very toxic paint strippers that are still on store shelves across the country. Mike, I think I read a story from you guys about a young man that was trying to refinish his bike and passed away. How sad.
Yeah, he was a 31-year-old man. He was living with his mom at the time in the Pittsburgh area in Pennsylvania. And, you know, he was really into BMX biking, and he had bought paint stripper product at a local hardware store. And his mom worked the graveyard shift, and she came home from work that next day, and sadly she had come home to find him dead. And he was using this paint stripper product that he bought at a local hardware store. And, you know, despite the fact that he had the windows open and thought he was, you know, taking proper safety precautions, he was found dead. And, you know, this again was not an isolated incident. There's been dozens of people that have been killed from using these products. And in fact, last year, the EPA proposed banning the sale of paint strippers containing methylene chloride and NMP. And since last year alone, there's been at least four consumers or workers that have been killed. Sadly, the EPA has not followed through on their proposal to ban these products. And the longer that time goes on, it's only a matter of time before more consumers or workers are killed from using these fundamentally hazardous products.
Well, it seems like the campaign is having some effect. You've already got agreement from some pretty big players in the home improvement space to pull these products from their store shelves, including the Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, and others. But I think the big question that consumers are asking is, okay, but if I still want to strip paint, what can I do? And I want to let the folks listening to us know that we posed that question to you, and you guys put together for us, exclusively for the Money Pit audience, an incredibly informative blog post that answers that question. It's called DIY Shouldn't Be Dangerous, How to Find Safer Paint Strippers, in which you go into the details and name the specific products. And there are lots of them, fortunately, that you can use safely to remove paint. We appreciate you doing that. And that post is online right now at moneypit.com. So do you think the technology is going to change now and continue to develop now that we've are starting to see some success in getting methylene chloride and NMP off the market?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom. There are safer, cost-effective, and healthier alternatives. In fact, you can go to a Home Depot or Lowe's right now and buy many of these products that are demonstrably safer. And in fact, many retailers, as you noted, like Home Depot and Lowe's and even Walmart, have pledged to phase out the sale of products containing methylene chloride and NMP in the months ahead. And one of the things that is really interesting is that in addition to the safer products that are currently available, which I talk about in the new blog post, we're beginning to see companies innovate and bring even additional safer formulations to market. For example, just in the past couple of months, there have been two major companies, including Savagran, that have announced new paint removal products that are free of these dangerous chemicals. So it's an interesting example of how when retailers act, it can really help encourage and incentivize formulators and brands to bring additional safer products to market. But the good news is you don't have to wait now. You can check out the blog post that I wrote for the Money Pit and see all the different alternatives that are currently available at retailers across the country.
Well, Mike Shea, thank you so much for the great work you did in bringing this terrible, terrible problem forward. We hope we can save some lives, get people using the right kinds of paint stripper products moving forward. The website is saferchemicals.org. You can learn more about the great work of Mike's organization, Safer Chemicals, Healthy Families. And again, that post, DIY Should Not Be Dangerous, How to Find Safer Paint Strippers, is online right now at moneypit.com. Mike, thanks again. Great work.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.